I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
1, 2, 3, 4. Come join us on this trip. No, we'll like journey. We're throwing out the script. We don't charge a penny. We can't call it. Time to start free balling.
Ooh, oof. Ooh.
Welcome
Ooh,
to the
I felt
show,
yours.
God damn.
That's Wait. What she said.
I got him. I got him. That's the show, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it was like, oh, shit.
I got him so bad that the show ended. Hang on, guys. We'll be coming back.
Fucking busy line. God damn it. Okay.
What? Okay. What's going on?
You try this again.
No.
Okay. It's ringing.
Ladies and
Did
gentlemen.
You clap so hard? Your fucking phone was like, nope, we out.
I think I may have done like my, I got you with my, that's what she said, that I may have like sort of fisted my headphones.
Oh, shit. Okay. Fuck.
Oh, well.
Well, we're off to a great start.
Oh, Sebastian, did you have as much fun over the weekend as I did?
Well, depends. Did you go to a baby shower full of Mexicans?
No, I spent the whole weekend like just melting in my room watching Comic-Con news.
I think you had more fun.
It's a baby
Sebastian,
shower, man.
Where,
what the fuck?
Where did you get up to over the weekend?
I mean, you know, it's my cousin's having another kid, so you know, went to a baby shower, but it was good. You know, saw my cousins and stuff. We all got together, so that was fun.
Oh man, yeah. Is it racist of me to ask if there was a lot of tequila?
I don't think it is.
Was there a lot of tequila?
But there wasn't. No, there wasn't. What? There's surprising not. There wasn't a whole lot of drinking. It was odd.
It doesn't. That sounds.
I know.
That sounds shit.
It was a baby shower.
It was a baby shower.
But I was, while I was there physically, mentally, my mind was in San Diego. It was fucking Comic-Con weekend. How could it not be?
I mean, yeah. Like, it's like, hey, Sebastian, come say hello to your uncle. Wait. Hugh Grant just said something controversial.
What is this, the 90s?
This man compared D&D to sadomasochism.
I mean, honestly, where's the lie?
Way to promote the show, dude.
But, like, where's the lie, honestly? To, like, you know, you I mean, I guess that's where we're starting, D&D?
I guess so, because it's, like, the least favorite of everything that was, well, that and The Walking Dead, because I just hate The Walking Dead. Yeah, Dungeons & Dragons, Honor of Thieves, Honor Among Thieves is, it was announced, I don't know by who, I couldn't give a crap. Hugh Grant is a bit of a cunt. But Chris Pine is okay. I just, like, what I don't need is D&D fans just spouting off on Twitter, just going, oh, this isn't like what I do every week in my head. Shut up. No one needs to hear this anymore. Look, be a better fan base.
Honestly, what confuses me about it is it's like it doesn't... I mean, I'm pretty sure there's like set worlds and stuff within D&D. I've never played the game, ever. Mm-hmm. And... I guess I'm not a big fan of the tabletop RPGs. They're just not me.
Okay, yeah.
And like,
I was more of a Warhammer guy.
Gotcha. And like, I look at this trailer and it... I mean, it looks interesting, but that's about it. Yeah. I don't know if that's... But again, it just looks interesting to me. Like, I'm a fan of, you know, the knights, dragons kind of shit, you know. But I don't like D&D just because I don't have the patience for the fucking game.
So Sebastian, don't ever play RPGs for games, because basically D&D almost in a kind of way, build a character, build a story around him. Like, yeah, the whole idea is like you build a character and you give him your own story and background, and you can be like the king of Hyrof, like a place that's never existed. Like, the best way to actually have a crash course in D&D, hear me out, the community episodes.
Oh, yeah. I got you. That makes sense. Yeah.
I think that they did the whole D&D thing justice and actually made it, like, comical as well. And the best way to learn, I found, for me, was always through comedy. Mm-hmm. I learned more in, like, horror... Like, I learned more through horrid histories than actually reading a history book.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I say it's as a man like who got a degree in history.
Excellent. So what is your where are your references, Sebastian, for your history essay? The National History Channel?
The History Channel? National Geographic? Nicolas Cage?
Nat Geo Science. You know
the
that guy
says... Discovery Channel.
Aliens.
Aliens.
That guy.
That fucking guy.
Yeah, I think this is completely forgettable. Like, this will come out and no one will be aware.
Yeah.
It will have a very niche audience. But one thing I am looking forward to, moving on away from that, there was a whole lot of Star Trek news that made the Star Trek fan inside of me that is kind of regrowing over the past few years as I've watched Lower Decks, Picard, I'm watching Discovery as well. I'm about to start watching Strange New Worlds. We've only just got it over here. I know you guys have had it for a while. You're not a Star Trek fan, so I don't expect you to be watching it. But I think new Star Trek, for me, I know this is blasphemous to say, I think it's better, man. I think the characters are well-rounded. It still follows the idea of Star Trek. When someone online is like, I like when Star Trek was about, like, the white man in space. It's always been inclusive. It has always been anti-racist. It has always been, like, inclusive of, like, rights for, like, gays. Like, if you don't think the other races, especially some of them in the earlier episodes of Star Trek, where they were, just like there was a whole race out there in Star Trek, I can't remember what they're called. They were half black, half white, motherfucker, and no one accepted them.
Fucking A.
Yeah, so there we go. Star Trek has always been inclusive, and it still follows that kind of thing. And it doesn't do it in a overly woke way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know William Shatner mentioned in an interview that William Shatner's been watching the new Star Trek. He still does. And he says Gene Roddenberry would be turning in his grave, and I'd be like, I'm going to give you a pass, William, because you're about that age now, about my grandma's age, where it's just like, she still comes to the dinner, she'll say some things, piss everyone off, and then she'll go home and go to bed. Like, that is William Shatner's age now.
Yeah.
You know, like, tell me this motherfucker didn't look like that, the girl in Willy Wonka's factory who ate the blueberry and just, like, puffs up into a big ball. That's what that motherfucker looked like when he went up into space. with fucking for Virgin or whatever it's called. This guy looks stupid. So in this, they're trying to blend their, like, the problem being right now is Discovery and Strange New Worlds. They're part of, like, their universe. There's Lower Decks by itself, and there's Picard that sort of references the old ways. There's no real inner connection of the new way to the old way besides Picard. So Star Trek, Lower Decks, Strange New Worlds, and Discovery are sort of becoming the new Star Trek. And they're actually blending. And Lower Decks, if you didn't already know, is a comedy sitcom animation for Star Trek.
Oh, okay.
It's funny as hell. Jack Quaid stars as one of the leads. It's awesome. It's got some legacy characters in it that come in every now and then for a cameo, a bit of a laugh. But it's actually nice to see. The biggest news for me is that the Lower Decks characters are going to be appearing in the live-action version of their characters in a Strange New Worlds episode for season 2. I don't think I've ever seen that happen before. Where someone
that's fucking cool.
voices an animated character and then plays him live action as well. Can you give me a reference? Oh. Can you?
Yes.
Do you know one?
Yes.
Okay, who? Tell
yes.
me.
Kevin Conroy, Batman.
Ah!
He got to be Batman live action in Crisis on Infinite Earths.
10 points to Griffin Puff! Yeah. Damn it,
he just you just had one line. All the Harry Potter fans. Like, it is Gryffindor and Hufflepuff, you son of a bitch.
Listen. Harry Potter didn't put your name into the Goblet of Fire. so yeah, there was a, like, I go to Comic-Con expecting what everyone else is expecting. Don't worry, we'll get there. Hold your fucking horses. We've got 50 more minutes, people. We gotta fluff this shit up like a big crusty pizza dough base. I kind of lost the reference there.
It's all good.
Now I just want pizza. I'm on a diet. I'm not allowed pizza. Shit, I really want pizza. I wasn't expecting Star Trek news. I've got quite a lot of Star Trek news, and I was kind of happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I think Star Trek is going in the right direction. It's like, it's looking at what Star Wars is doing and it's going, hey, their movies kind of suck, but everyone likes their TV shows. So let's just do TV shows. All righty then. Hey, and they've even got a TV show where they bring an old character back, kind of revive him, and put him through some new shit. How about we do that with one of our characters? We'll call it Picard. Just compare the amount of Star Wars shows to the amount of new Star Trek shows. Like, parallel, fucker. All Star Trek didn't do was, like, let's not make crappy new movies anymore. No one liked them anyway. I liked the first one. And even then, what do people remember about the first one? Is it Chris Hemsworth in the first 8 minutes of that movie? Yes, he is. He gets blown to smithereens, just like two lines. Calls his son James T. Kirk. After your Christ. Dad? Yeah. Yeah,
fucking
good
A.
shit. And I think you wanted to, so if we're going in the order, yes, people, we have research for this episode for once. If we're doing
we do.
In order, you said you had something you wanted to talk about for National Treasure.
Yes.
The National Disney Treasure. Plus TV show coming out.
Treasure. Wow. National Treasure, Edge of History. I can speak. So from what I can tell in the trailer, it's, you know, it's focused on a Latina, which is cool.
Nice.
And from bits that I've read online, it looks like she's going to be going... there's a chance they'll be going after, like, Montezuma's gold and, like, introducing aspects of, like, Cortez and, you know, the invasion in Mexico and stuff.
Hang on. I've heard this idea before. Tell them why I've heard this idea before, Sebastian.
Because it's fucking mine, man! I will say, though, there is a difference that I feel like will ultimately result in a big thing where it looks like this National Treasure is going to focus on, like, the Aztec culture, where cool. I'm looking at focusing on Mayan culture.
Ah,
like there's similarities and stuff, but there's
different shit.
Yeah, it's very different, but it's still looking for treasure, an ancient civilization set primarily in like Mexico.
I didn't know you were going to be talking about like ancient civilizations and cultures. I was going to bump in and say, "Oh, Harvey Keitel."
No, I would have loved Harvey Keitel, but apparently he's returning for this.
Yeah, I had no idea. Like, I knew he was in National Treasure. I had no name. I had no idea his name was Peter Sadusky.
Really?
It's a stupid name. It's a really stupid name. That does not sound like bad boy FBI agent who's possibly found the treasure before Nicolas Cage was at least heard of it. Like,
yeah,
I remember. He has the ring at the end of the first National Treasure. So I guess he's also heard stories.
He was a mason. Yeah,
he was a mason. Yeah, but it's just one question. Nicolas Cage has been very vocal about just doing everything and anything for money. Did he say no to this? Was he not asked for this? What the fuck up with that, bro? Nicolas, National Treasure without Nicolas Cage? I don't think I'm going to watch this. This sounds like some bullshit.
Like, I remember reading, I don't remember where it is, so don't quote me, but like apparently there's a big chance it was just a scheduling thing, and they're aiming to have him for a second season if they do have one.
Oh. So Nicolas Cage is really like, can you guys just one season is just do well for one season and I'm here.
Honestly, that would be so fucking funny if that is the case. It's like just like watching it intently. It's like season two. Yes, it doesn't suck.
I know Nicolas Cage has done a lot of shit over the last couple of years, but if people haven't, I want you to go away and I want you to find two movies. I want you to find Pig, in which he basically John Wicks a group of Italian gangsters that steal his truffle searching prized pig. It's like those pigs are actually worth a lot of money in the truffle industry. Yeah. One, because if you're the only one who has one, you're the only one who like top restaurants will come to for truffles. But Nicolas Cage apparently has a good one in this movie. Really good. A couple of years ago, like honestly up there in terms of Nicolas Cage performances and possibly top three of the year. And there's also another one called Wally's Wonderland, where he's told to, it's basically, we don't need a Five Nights at Freddy's movie TV show because we've already got it. It's called Wally's Wonderland and it's got Nicolas Cage in it. He barely says anything. If he doesn't drink this caffeine-injected coffee energy drink, he dies, pretty much. He says nothing, pretty much. And he's told, like, he's made, just like, hey, you know, we'll give you the money to fix your car if you just spend one night cleaning this shithole of a Chuck E. Cheese, pretty much. Like, everything you ever thought about, did the Chuck E. Cheese animatronics come alive at night? This movie says yes. Is there an adaptation of Five Nights at Freddy's that is actually good and worth my time? And I could watch it with my friends and a couple of beers. This movie also says yes. Not a good movie, but also a good movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. One of those movies. Yeah. Gotcha.
movies. All right. Super Troopers.
Feel that.
moving on, let's just barrel roll through a few that people probably might not give a fuck about. Gotham Knights is apparently still happening, but it's happening only on the Xbox Series S and X and PS5. Finally, if this is next-gen console, next-gen gaming, let's forget the old gen. Because apparently these consoles are meant to hold 48 frames per second and higher. They're meant to be 120 frames per second and higher. They're meant to be 4K ready. But if you're holding, like, the ability to play these games on an old generation console, like, are they having to downgrade the quality sometimes for these games?
I mean, that's still what I'm doing. It's like, me, I'm still on the PS4 because, you know, can't get a like, fucking PS5.
The availability of these new consoles globally is piss poor. The fact that they're so vocal on Twitter saying, like, oh, we've sold 10 million copies worldwide. The amount of times I just want to comment, like, 9 million copies to resellers. Like,
it's like, where are these motherfuckers?
Besides people I follow on Twitter who probably get gifted one, it's like, oh, I got a PS5. No, you didn't. You got given one, fucker. Like, you played Stray, the demo, for like 2 seconds. I'm not
I want to play Stray. I want to be able to play as a cat. I mean, come on now. Yeah, like, I don't know anyone in my friend group that has a PS5. I do. I've got a digital one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I know friends that have the Series S and X. But in terms of PS5, in my circle of friendship, gold dust still.
Pretty much, yeah. It's a pain.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel you on, like, you know, obviously you need to make that change, you know, solely you can't do, because, you know, you got to embrace the new stuff. But
Xbox One took way too...
I'm still stuck in the old, so I'm like, slow down the cutting off? Even all I'm asking.
No, I think the reason why they're trying to speed it up is because Xbox One and PS4 took way too long to make that cut off.
That's fair. Yeah,
and the leap in, like, technology between the 360 and the one, the 3 to the 4, huge, man, fucking huge. I don't think there'll ever be a technology jump like that again. I mean, the GameCube to the Wii, the original Xbox to the 360, and the 2 to the 3. I think they're on par between the 360 and, like, I felt like we had the 360 for 100 years. I felt like I had the Xbox One for about 5.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, that's what it felt like to me. But in terms of games that weren't announced, who I was probably expecting a little information for, that I don't know if I'm on the side of it being a cash grab or not.
Mm-hmm.
That new Last of Us remaster, bro.
It looks gorgeous.
It looks as good as when the original game was coming out to me.
Yeah.
That's how good that game looks. But $70 redos?
Yeah.
$70 redos?
I mean, if that doesn't scream cash grab, I don't know what the fuck will.
For people who haven't played it and have a PS5 and probably never had a PS4 or a PS3, I mean, I'm in that group of... That's $70 for me. I've never spent on this game before. So fuck
yeah.
Yes, my G. Yep. Give me the DLC as well, where you, Ellie and the girl in the mall. Like, there's, mm-hmm. I heard that was a good DLC. And then if they do the same for The Last of Us 2, like, I'm quids in. Like, I'm like, here's my money. But people have already played the game. Like, if you can already prove, like, somehow you've paid for these games before, you've played these games, I feel like you should get some form of a discount, or better yet, for free.
Yeah.
You've already given Naughty Dog your monies.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're just trying to build up a bit of a surplus for Last of Us 3. And then moving on, Wheel of Time. All I hear about is how much people fucking hate this Amazon adaptation. But yet Amazon decides to renew it for season 3 before season 2 airs?
Legit, I'd never even heard of it till I saw it on this thing.
Yeah, all I know about this is, like, it's got a good cast. It's one of those, like, Amazon just loves to adapt. Doesn't really make anything original. Like, the last couple of things, like, let's just reel off some. The Boys, adaptation. Yep. Invincible, adaptation. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is based on real life, so adaptation. Reacher, adaptation. What else? They're going to do Lord of the Rings, adaptation.
Yep.
Don't know if The Terminalist is an adaptation, but Wheel of Time is an adaptation. That's like 10 things. Like, yep. And there's more that I just can't remember right now. But, like, Jesus Christ, like, if we're talking about a lack of originality in, like, creative TV and filmmaking, my eyes are like, sort of, Amazon, bruh. If you've got this much money to adapt something, maybe adapt something original, you fuckers. Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch Wheel of Time. Don't plan to. Only heard bad things. Again, and if
never
a whole fan base is just on screaming on Twitter every few minutes about how much this sucks, then yeah, maybe stay away. But one I am looking forward to, holy shit, and there was news on top of news for this one,
Beavis and Butthead do the universe.
I know.
These guys apparently have been in space since we last saw them and are just now coming back to Earth and have to spend the whole season catching up. So there's footage of them like addicted to K-pop and TikTok.
Jesus Christ. Honestly, seeing Beavis and Butthead on TikTok makes so much fucking sense.
Just like, just scrolling through TikTok, just every 2 seconds going, boobs. It's awesome. I grew up with Beavis and Butthead Do America. I loved that movie. Mm-hmm. I thought it was phenomenal. It was like, it's probably where I get my sort of wacky, kooky comedy from. Like, I once made one of my friends laugh so hard with my
I am Cornholio. You have TP for my bunghole. For there is but one bunghole. The almighty bunghole.
I even had the t-shirt Cornholios.
Mm-hmm.
You remember I used to wear that all the time? Yeah. To the point where it's ruined. I can't wear it anymore. The fabric is like becoming to come away. I was like, that's how you know you've worn a t-shirt like well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also didn't want to pay for more t-shirts. But off the top of this, Mike Judge has also said, don't rule out a comeback of The King, King of the Hill.
Dude, that was one of the shows I grew up on. Like, I think I grew up more on King of the Hill than Beavis and Butthead.
Damn. So you probably read that and was like, yo, is this true? And it's true, my kid.
I was like, fucking King of the Hill? Dude, I'm just ready for another generation to truly appreciate propane and propane accessories.
What if someone wants their steak well done, Dad? Well, we ask that person to politely leave. I wonder if this remake will reference that Bobby isn't actually the dad's son. And he was a product of the wife cheating.
Bobby.
The stupid kid.
No. Oh, no, no, that's yeah, but Bobby's Hank and Peggy Hill's kid. Are you talking about Bobby's friend?
No. So Bobby never really connects with Hank.
Yeah.
But Peggy is known, it's suggested that Peggy was a bit of a bicycle. And Bobby always connects more with, he's always got the hat and the glasses on.
Dale?
The green hat. Dale. He always connects with Dale more. And there's an actual scene where Dale and Bobby, like, I don't know if it's back-to-back scenes, but they do the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's meant, like, some people saw that as a suggestion that it's like, oh, that they're suggesting that Peggy is Dale's son. Bobby is Dale's son. Yeah, yeah. Look it online. Just look, like, just King of the Hill conspiracies. There's a whole metric fuck ton. Dude, I've gone down the iceberg of this shit to like, and then realized it was 5 o'clock in the morning and had to go to sleep.
That is not a rabbit hole once you go down.
Avatar, there's a movie coming out that's about Aang, not blue people.
Yeah. That's a live action, right? It's live action.
Apparently there's a whole ass studio. It's called Avatar Studios.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if I have to sit through Tales of Ba Sing Se and hear Uncle Iroh live action sing Leaves from the Vine, I'm gonna cry tears. That is all I have to say about that.
Fair enough.
Can't talk about Comic-Con without talking about where Comic-Con came from. Kel Surprise, it used to be about comics only.
Comics,
Batman and Spawn.
Yes, of course.
Batman and Spawn. My boy Todd McFarlane coming back to make a 48-page graphic novel. Gimme. Let me ingest all of this gorgeous artwork into my veins, please.
Do you ever read the old the original Batman and Spawn?
I've only ever seen... It's never something I've ever been able to get my fucking hands on, man. I've only ever seen, like, pages. Like, you know, like, people's like, if you're excited for this, this is what was in the old versions. Take a look. And I was like...
No, yeah, I'm pretty sure I have it. Like, because I've read it.
I've got a week.
I grew...
I've got
like,
a week in September.
It was one of my favorite graphic novels reading when I was growing up. I think it was one of the first graphic novels that I got for myself.
Holy
like,
shit.
It was, I was like, I was so confused. I was like, Batman and Spawn, bro, what the fuck? And I was reading it and I was like, dude.
There is a lot this is in this Comic-Con where your childhood kind of like exploded.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's like, I think in the top of the next page, I bow roll through some shit that you probably don't want me to bow roll through.
No, we can because like it's like I'm
it's
looking
side,
at it.
It's filler.
Like, yeah. It is. It's definitely.
But before that, The Walking Dead, it's finally ending. Thank fuck. Oh wait, no, it's not. Fucking Grimes is coming back. They and it's even worse than that. Imagine being a Walking Dead fan, being told for the last 3 years Rick Grimes is going to come back for a movie that's going to end Walking Dead. Apparently. This movie was, quote unquote, I've read it somewhere, undoable, but they could do a TV show instead?
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Just. This show has become a personification of the zombies it shows every episode. No longer existent in the actual show itself. This thing has become more humans killing humans than as humans surviving the zombies.
Jesus.
It's
and I only ever
silly.
Saw the first season.
You only ever
and
saw
I,
the first
I
season?
Only saw, yeah, I only ever saw season one. That was it.
We are a generation, maybe not Gen Z, but our generation. We're a generation of like, if you ever meet someone in a bar you don't know, the first one of the first questions you could ask is, what season did you stop watching Walking Dead? are you still watching? It's when did you stop watching The Walking Dead?
When did you stop? I tapped out around season 4. Yeah, I get that.
Tapped out around season 4. You know what? Those bars I said we're going to go to in Hollywood. Let's do it.
Just random people like, yo, when did you stop watching The Walking Dead?
No, I'm not talking random. I'm not, you know, random people of the opposite sex.
But no, yeah, of course.
See someone, you know. She looks like she might watch The Walking Dead, or it has. Let me go make an ass out of myself real quick. So our first bit of Marvel, don't worry, we'll do the rest of it. Just, there was more than expected, and we have to barrel roll through I Am Groot, X-Men 97, Spider-Man Freshman Year, which has Charlie Cox coming back as Daredevil, which is the biggest thing about this. The thing I liked the most was actually there's Marvel Zombies rolling off the back of the What If episode, and apparently it's going to be Disney's Disney Plus first TVM rated original show.
Yep, saw that.
One question, I don't know if you know this, is I Am Groot this Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special, or is that its own thing?
I've
not heard anything
thing.
About so this holiday special for a while, but...
Me either. I Am Groot is like, it's just a bunch of like little shorts
Okay. Rolling
around. Baby Groot. I think that's pretty much it. You know, Vin Diesel is voicing Groot in it, so there's that. And then X-Men... Okay, so just talking about since X-Men 97... I don't know if you've noticed, but the theme from the X-Men animated series has essentially become Marvel's this is what they went all in. So like whenever X-Men or mutants are even remotely mentioned, that's the little music underneath the moment.
Is it
like
Ms.
Professor
Marvel?
X's? Yeah. Professor X comes in and it's like you hear this music and you instantly X-Men. You know, it's going to be the theme for X-Men 97. So like it makes sense. But it also, you know, for me growing up with that, it's like, holy shit, this is, it's like, it's nostalgia on the highest fucking level. Like, it's, you hear it and it's like, oh, I remember watching the cartoon as a kid, but now I'm going to connect it to the live fuckers. this is how they get you, man.
It's madness to me. I know Ms. Marvel has a mention of a certain word the first time in the MCU. But like, what? You know, you could just say the word and not have the music, because Miss Marvel doesn't actually have, like, I guess, like, I know Kevin said Miss Marvel was the way she is in the comic books because the comic books needed that kind of jump forward through a character, and Miss Marvel is doing the same for the MCU, and I think it, like, that's the way they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, rather than beat around the bush, she's a mutant. That's the way they try to explain it in the show, rather than being like gifted.
Yeah, she's the first confirmed mutant in the MCU. As far as they didn't even call
Dicky Donkey
Professor X a mutant in Multiverse of Madness.
No, they didn't. No.
Nope. So that's crazy.
Who was I talking to? I was talking to a friend the other day. I don't know if he wants to be named on the podcast. I'll ask him next time I see him. So for now, I'll unname him. I was talking to a friend, and he mentioned that within Patrick Stewart's X-Men powers, he could literally stop people walking.
Yep.
Does the motherfucker lose this power? Why not just stop Wanda walking and then put those power dampener bloody cuffs on her? Boom.
He probably forgot
whilst he was getting himself some mind pussy.
I mean,
he lit motherfucker before actually using his strongest ability at this point, decided, I don't know what's going on inside that freak's mind. Hell yeah. Get me some of that. Oh shit, I'm dead. Like, yeah, Spider-Man freshman year. I know they said Charlie Cox. Is this going to be prequel Spider-Man before Iron Man sees him?
Well, from my understanding, it's a separate thing.
Oh,
it's going to have elements of Spider-Man from the MCU, but it's its own thing. Because if you look at some of the artwork that they showed at Comic-Con, one of the key differences is, like, you know how in Civil War you have that shot of Peter and there's Aunt May and there's Tony Stark.
Yes.
Well, in this show, it's a similar shot. The only difference is that it's Norman Osborn.
Oh,
so like, okay, so that's because in the MCU they've established Norman Osborn doesn't exist.
He doesn't,
or at least
exist,
not
no,
in the way
yeah.
that he, or at least not in the way in the way he exists somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So it's going to be its own thing, but still, you get Charlie Cox as Daredevil.
I mean, I was going to say, this motherfucker is busy. Kevin's like, oh, you want to return as Daredevil, fucker? All right. Could return as Daredevil, fucker, but you ain't gonna do anything else forever. Like,
pretty much,
they've shackled this man to the role
for real.
But then what did he do in between Daredevil being cancelled and being revived?
Nothing.
Sebastian? Did you see that? Did the tumbleweed over here make it to you? Because
I see.
Had enough time to fucking make it. Motherfucker caught the biggest gust of wind off the coast of Southampton all the way to your end.
Goddamn!
I believe I can. Sorry,
since we're talking about Daredevil, did you see what Kevin Feige said? That essentially Spider-Man and Daredevil are going to be leading
street level heroes. I feel like that's a bit of a fuck you guys. No more space for you, dude. You had your chance and you got burned.
But I get it, and I like it, honestly. Like, I like the idea of, like...
There's got to be ground. There's got to be some essence of grounded.
Exactly. Like, you need the guy who's going to help the little guy, but you also need the guy who's going to save the universe in one fucking fight. So I think it works. It's that good balance, which I think is why they, like, had to soft reboot Spider-Man at the end of No Way Home.
I'm just kind of sad that, like, there was all this Daredevil talk, all this Spider-Man talk. There was, like, I would say Moon Knight was pretty successful. If I'm the MCU, looking at Moon Knight, it's successful. It did have that kind of, like, shaded almost kind of effect. This is what I'm starting to call it now. That, like,
something can come out for a couple of weeks, people love it, and then wait a couple of months, and then just out of nowhere, it's vilified by everyone. That started to happen with Moon Knight. It's like, you know, Moon Knight was an L for the MCU. It's like, okay, cool, you continue to think that, you're wrong. But it's Punisher, man. Can we just give John Bernthal Punisher back, please?
Yeah.
He wants his baby back. No one else can be the Punisher for me.
Same. This motherfucker blew it out of the water, dude. He was so good.
And even then, you didn't even actually give, like, this man rode the coattails of Daredevil in his introduction.
Mm-hmm.
And like, more people remember Daredevil, more people remember Punisher from Daredevil season 2 than Daredevil in season 2.
So let me ask you this. If you're going to bring back Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist, would you bring back those same actors or would you recast? Because I didn't have I didn't even really have a problem with the guy who played Danny Rand. I always just thought the writing wasn't that great. Because Jessica Ritter,
it
was amazing.
I just don't want those characters back.
Gotcha. I got you.
I know Netflix didn't really have the pick of the crop for characters it could choose to like make its own shows from. But that doesn't mean I don't think there's a place for the Defenders in the MCU. Mm-hmm. Not if they've already got Moon Knight and Daredevil and Spider-Man. If you bring back Punisher, you've got the Midnight Suns. Oh no, are they the Midnight Suns? What's the group that Punisher, Moon Knight, and Daredevil are in?
I don't know.
I can't remember. My friend knows, but I'm not as good as him in terms of just knowing overall shit. Let's just bow off with some other stuff. Daniel Craig wants to be on Archer. That's pretty cool. The Sandman is still a thing. I just think Neil Gaiman is a massive twat. There's a $25 million Infinity Gauntlet because fuck you.
Pretty much.
Let's just go through some names. Transformers Earthspark. I had no idea this was going to be a thing, but Alan Tudyk is Optimus Prime. I'm already watching this. Danny Pudi is Bumblebee. I'm watching this even more. Diedrich Bader is Mandroid. Don't know the character, but I love Diedrich Bader. And Rory McCann.
Hilarious.
You may not know the name Rory McCann, but he's the Hound from Game of Thrones.
He's Megatron.
I knew as soon as I was going to tell you this motherfucker was the Hound, you were going to be like, okay, yeah, I see that.
Yo, what is this voice cast though?
Damn, give me this, please. And plus, it's animated Transformers as well, so
yeah, you
know, it's already got a one up on the live action piece of shit. Mythic Quest, it's still going. Woo, yay, cool. No one gives a shit. And there was just a whole bunch of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Power Rangers stuff that just didn't bother me. Like, I'm pretty sure the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles creator was like, he wasn't in the main panels, he wasn't in Hall H, but he was everywhere else saying something or doing something. Hasbro was at Comic-Con, let's just say that.
Seth Rogen is doing a Ninja Turtle thing, isn't he?
Is he?
I think I read that somewhere. I'll double check. But
I just know that the side-scrolling game that came out this year apparently is really good.
Mm.
I'm not gonna play it. I don't like side-scrollers.
I mean, I don't. And then just to kind of touch on Power Rangers, like obviously I grew up watching them,
I'll give you.
In growing up and rewatching it, like you see that it's definitely for kids, especially the way it's written, especially the way it's acted, and you're just like, fuck. But then they started putting out these comics, and the comics felt like they were a little more grown up, especially in some of the things that they were like, people like, there's like the whole thing of like a guy, an evil version of like the most popular Ranger, like going through a bunch of different universes and killing Power Rangers and stuff. So like, I remember reading somewhere about them doing a possible live action. So I would love to see an adaptation of that because that sounds sick. I the classic Power Rangers I can do without because, you know, I'm not fucking 7.
I was always like, according to my parents, I was into Power Rangers for a little bit in my childhood. But it's like, the most I knew about Power Rangers or have heard about Power Rangers was when I came over to your house a few times last time I was in LA.
Yeah.
And like, it was all your brother spoke about.
Yeah.
Loved him some Power Rangers. I was like, bro, you got, yeah, if it's a passion, then it's a passion. Then, you know, I feel that. Yeah. Like, yeah, I love that. So the next we're going to talk about, we're onto the big stuff now. And, it's not all of the big stuff. We're sorry. It's so when we say big stuff, you're going to be, oh, they're finally going to do what I'm expecting. So we're going to start with Lord of the Rings. Woo! It's big stuff. Woo-hoo, because you can't spend that much per episode and not immediately be big stuff.
For real.
But we finally got a trailer. And I just want to talk about one thing. Well, two things, actually. There were so many people online that mentioned that, why isn't Sauron like I remember him? Why isn't Sauron looking like Lord of the Rings? This is going to suck compared to Lord of the Rings, aren't you? Just puking all over their keyboards and just randomly hitting keys and seeing what sentences come up. Sauron is a shapeshifter.
Mm-hmm.
In the first and second age. So the fact that he chooses to be a hulking piece of armor whilst trying to take over the entire fucking world, yeah, makes sense. I'm not going to be some scrawny little fucking, you know, teenage little bitch. But maybe whilst I'm trying to learn what this world even has to offer, whilst I'm trying to build myself as an almighty power, maybe I shapeshift into someone who looks like he's going to be fucking immediately going into the Thieves Guild in fucking Skyrim and shit.
Yeah.
Like, it makes sense. It makes sense that, you know, we're going to see many forms. It'll actually probably be, like, you know how in Hill House, every episode, there's a ghost you can see?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's ghosts in the mirrors or, like, in the windows or some shit. I think Lord of the Rings is going to do the same. Did you know who Sauron was in this episode? Like, that kind of thing. It's not going to be immediately obvious who Sauron is. We see him in the trailer so that we know he's in it at some point. But I think beyond that, like, what we saw in the trailer, that's probably the only time we'll see him as that shape. Beyond that, he will be anyone or anyone he wants to be. And then the other fucking thing, these motherfuckers only gone did it. Fucking Balrog in 4K gorgeousness, my dude. The thing that literally made me fall in love with Lord of the Rings the first time. I watched the Lord, like, First Fellowship. I remember being in the cinema and just being like, eh, this is cool. This is all right. And then these motherfuckers decided to kill off, like, basically the squad leader with what I thought was Satan himself. And, like, he's coming back. They like, my boy is getting more screen time. Hopefully he's not fighting naked Gandalf like he is in Two Towers. That was weird. But yeah, Balrog, come on. My broski, my homie slice. My bro Buffett.
My bro Buffett.
In a Lord of the Rings way, my Brobomir. Come on. My samurai's broji. How fuck, like, this show is going to be huge. At least the first episode will be one of, if not one of the most watched shows of all time. But I think expect a dip from 1 to 2 when people realize it's not what they've been expecting.
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah. It's just unfortunate. DC had only a handful of things, man.
Not a lot of shit. Small presence, yeah.
Like, I was very much expecting a Shazam Fury of the Gods trailer. Tick. I was very much expecting a Black Adam trailer or new trailer and Dwayne the Cock Johnson to show up. Tick. sorry, I don't know why I call him that, but I do.
Dwayne the Cock Johnson.
But the other thing was, I'm kind of pissed off, actually. Screen Rant online, mm-hmm. like, built up the hype for rumors suggest Henry Cavill's going to show up. Henry Cavill didn't show up. It was actually suggested Henry Cavill isn't Superman anymore. Because someone actually asked Dwayne, and he said, I'm down to do it, but it depends on who Superman is. It's like, whoa. And he got boos for that. He got booed for that. Like, they tried to mm-hmm. turn it down when you're watching it after the fact. But according to people who were there, motherfucker got, like, destroyed on the stage. And then he gave everyone IMAX tickets to go see Black Adam when it first came out. Because he's expecting no one to get them. Which is, honestly, kind of a good thing, because this movie just looks convoluted as shit.
Yeah, it looks like there's a lot going on. And then
it looks like there's a lot going on with kind of no direction.
DC universe, dude. Like, you just described it so perfectly.
DC needs to stop doing this. Stop!
Okay, let's talk about Shazam, or what I'm calling essentially a Fast and the Furious spinoff, because it's all about fun.
Do not promote your movie like it's Fast and Furious with superpowers, bro. You'll get Fast and Furious ideas.
And then it doesn't help that fucking Helen Mirren's in the movie.
Oh.
So I'm intrigued, because I liked Shazam. I was pleasantly surprised. Shazam, I thought it was really funny.
That was a breath of fresh air. I liked that.
So I am looking forward to it. Obviously, family is going to be a big thing, so we'll see how that goes. But, like, I mean, DC as a whole right now for me is, like, it's such a weird place. And obviously, you know, fucking Johnson's going to get booed for that shit. But where's the lie?
Mm.
There's no...
Off that, Screen Rant then came back and said Henry Cavill didn't happen to expected news. And then everyone was like, yeah, because you're the only ones that gave us the news on this. Yeah. Like, they have the power. Like, some people, like, I don't know how to explain it. Just, you can't, like, they gave themselves notoriety off a rumor they created, and then said, it's a shame due to rumors that, you know, Henry Cavill isn't Superman anymore. What rumors? The one you started? That was, like, unsourced. Source, trust me, bro. Source, my dad works at Warner Bros. I love those comments on TikTok. I want to be able to make one of those comments, like, without someone making it, like, beforehand. Yeah. Just, like, I love those. Source, trust me, bro. Like, every time I see that, like when I ever see a TikTok that's, like, leaks on, like, Pokemon, someone's mm-hmm. comment was, source, trust me, bro. Source, my dad works at Nintendo. Like, I mean, how do you know? Like, come on. Like, there was actually a leak of Pokemon written in Japanese. Someone translated it on Twitter and said, this actually says, fuck you, virgin boy, go get your news somewhere else. Or something like that. Something along those lines. I was like, yes.
Jesus.
Fuck That's you amazing. trying to look for rumors and leaks on Pokemon, man. Just wait for the fucking game, bro. It'll be exciting.
For real.
You don't need to know this shit. I know I'm like, you spoil something for me, there's a 50-50 chance that if I'm not really into what you're spoiling, I'm there for the journey more than the end. Like, someone mm-hmm. almost spoiled Eddie Munson in Stranger Things, the finale, for me. I told that guy to shut the fuck up then and there, because Eddie Munson is like they stole my life. They stole my life and they made him Finn. I was like, no, you do me justice. And that's what she said. Did myself. Not going to turn my headset off this time.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Do me justice. Don't spoil things for yourself, man.
Yeah.
Like, half the time, spoilers are seen because you've gone out looking for them.
Usually,
Like, I've been there. Like, I'm watching Blackbird on Apple TV. If you're not, holy crap, watch it. Paul Walter Hauser, one of the best actors working out there right now. And congratulations on being 9 months sober for him.
Nice.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And I was like, oh, is this based off a true story? I want to know. I can't, if it's based on a true story and it's a TV show, I'm gonna be a little worm just going onto Wikipedia, like, oh, what did they get wrong? What did they forget? But it's like, if it's an actual show, like Marvel stuff, don't spoil it for me, man. If you know I like this shit, don't be a dick. But yeah, the other DC news. Snyderverse, go fuck yourself. But
and it's like, there wasn't really news. Like, there's zero mention about Wonder Woman. There's zero mention about Aquaman, which apparently they're working on.
And of
there's
course, zero mention on Flashpoint.
On the Flash, there was zero mention on the Flash. And
of course, for good reason.
We know why. We fucking know why. It has nothing to do with the movies.
You are completely right. We heard nothing about Wonder Woman 3, and if you didn't already know, yes, it's happening. Why? Me and Sebastian, we can't tell you. We don't know. Nope. Aquaman 2, it's happening. We had some footage at their sort of Warner Bros. Showcase way earlier in the year.
Yeah.
Like, and we had nothing here. But then again, I guess you don't want to bring up She Who Shall Not Be Named right now. And then they've also got Flashpoint, which apparently is undoing everything up until Peacemaker, according to James Gunn. As he released online. So, what is the actual point of these Snyderverse including movies? Flashpoint, as much as I'm looking forward to that movie, as much as I've heard when you can watch a movie before, like, VFX is done, like in Warner Bros. Sometimes, or in Fox Studios sometimes, you can go online and apply. Apparently, Flashpoint did really well, surprisingly. I think, can that movie, bro, or at least give Ezra Miller's, like, royalties to, children in need?
Yeah.
I've heard some really disturbing stories about Ezra Miller, bro.
Same.
And none of it's good. And I don't even want to talk about some of it. But, like, apparently he's capturing little kids to, like, run his weed farm in a little farmhouse in the middle of buttfuck nowhere. Like, if this isn't, like, and the way the first child he ever groomed, the way she responds to grooming allegations online, it's Stockholm Syndrome, bro. She's on TikTok, sort of, like, and you just know Ezra Miller's behind the camera with a gun and it just says, read the sign. Like, this guy is... he's wrong,
there's
man.
There's just something fundamentally wrong with this guy. Yep. This is a broken man.
And then, like, I know he's not part of the Warner Bros., but in, like, on the other side, have you read news about Armie Hammer recently?
Oh, yeah, that's a whole other thing.
Forcing ex-girlfriends into, like, cannibalism. I want to taste you. And he's like, cuts off little bits of them. Apparently he's selling timeshares in the Canary Islands.
I heard that shit.
And Robert Downey Jr.'s out here protecting him. I was like, Iron Man, no! We let you back. No. We let you back. The world gave you Iron Man. Don't support the wrong people, bro. And then the one thing they did have good that is, in my opinion, better than everything Marvel has done post-COVID cinema, Disney Plus. Why not mention anything about another Batman? Please just confirm Matt Reeves, Robert Pattinson, give us a suggest. Like, we knew from the get-go that the new Batman was an adaptation of The Long Halloween. That, most Batmans are, but never say they are. This is the first one to actually say. It's like, we're not just taking bits and pieces of Long Halloween. We're going to be doing The Long Halloween. And they mentioned it from the get-go. Like, it starts in Halloween night. it blew me away. Again, no one expected the Batman to be that good. Maybe some hardcore Batman fans did, but holy shit, movie phenomenal.
Yep.
We're not even going to mention where it appears on that Rolling Stones 50 list.
Oh, yeah.
37. What the fuck? Beneath The Rocketeer. The Rocketeer on this list was higher than the Batman. Yeah, Rolling Stones burned to the ground. Crash and burn. No one gives a shit.
That's definitely a discussion for another episode.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
That's a big one. Why not give us any kind of news about the Batman?
Yeah.
Why was the focus on one Black Adam that most people can foresee is going to be mid? And Shazam Fury of the Gods that they did not at all introduce or set up well. Even though we got a trailer. Mm-hmm. Like the amount of memes coming out about this movie from like this focus on family shit, like that is a cursed theme and phrase right now.
Yep.
In the world of movies,
because it's been the fucking Fast and Furious turned into a joke.
It is. It's a fucking joke, man. Are they doing it for the joke? Do they want these memes though? Like Shazam, it has. There was a few Deadpool tendencies in the first one.
Also, you know, it's possible that they did that on purpose for the memes. And
I only hope, but nothing about DC's like day, like the compared to, like let's just compare it to Star Trek. Let's compare it to like comic books. Let's compare it to fucking The Walking Dead. Some things that people don't really give a shit about, nor did they watch Comic-Con 4. Had more than DC.
Yep.
I mean, come on, man.
I know.
I know we bypassed it, but Game of Thrones, House of the Dragon. I mean, it sounds interesting. At this point, I'm just waiting for this shit to come out. Matt Smith, Olivia Cooke, Paddy Considine, Reese Iffen. That's a good fucking cast.
It's a good cast.
And the fact that like HBO can watch a pilot. And of like, because there was another prequel series coming out. I don't know if you saw the news on this. They actually saw a pilot and said, this overly expensive CGI mess, no one's ever going to see this again. They burned it to the ground and they decided to sort of ground the House of Dragon, apparently. Went back to roots. But I hear 19 dragons are going to be in the show, because this is the age where like dragons rule Westeros.
Yeah, there was a lot of dragons in the trailers.
Yeah, there's like apparently one of the dragons that they could include in the show is bigger than like the one Emilia Clarke rides in towards the end of Game of Thrones, like the one that has the big skull in the Red Keep.
Yeah, yeah,
it's that dragon.
Fuck.
I wonder if they finish this show, towards the end of this show, we'll get Mark Addy back as the king, the red, the king of King's Landing.
Well, this is set. I think this was set like 1,000 years way before.
Yes, I think it's way before. I don't think the show, like, apparently there's significant time jumps.
Ah, okay. Well, then, maybe.
I hear significant time jumps within the first season of the show.
You know, it's my, because obviously they're doing a sequel series as well. You know, the Jon Snow one.
What?
Yeah.
Why? No. Why? Yeah. No. I know. But like my inner meme just went what? No. Say this word. What? If you're a fan of Vine, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So I'm hoping it doesn't do what the series did, you know, where it tries to like rush to the fucking finish line. I'm really hoping. Because the last thing anybody wants is to like just give themselves to the show and for the show to be like, we got you again.
Exactly what's gonna happen, bro. Didn't this motherfucker walk into the wilding area or some shit? Like he was banished essentially from Restaurants.
Yeah. Yeah, he chose to leave with the wildlings and all of them.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay, you guys. That's cool. Like, this is cool, you guys. And him. My girlfriend burning down a whole country's right edge of the lane.
But he killed her. He fucking... That's like his aunt. He killed after he fucked his aunt. Game of Thrones is so weird.
Well, he learned he fucked his aunt and then went in for seconds. Watch me, Tyrion, I don't care.
Pussy good.
What was that, you little elf motherfucker? Smug it.
Do you want some?
Sorry.
Oh,
I don't know. I think if you know me well enough, I don't have... Like, I felt like I was forced to start Game of Thrones, start watching it. We have a mobile provider over here called O2 that's Sean Bean does the voice. And it's like, and it's just give you a little bit of this. O2. Everyone has that fucking voice. Everyone's trying to put on that Sean Bean voice. Yes, because some of them are incredibly young. But it's like, you know how quick Marvel was to get rid of Elizabeth Olsen's accent?
Yeah.
And then also Scarlett Johansson's accent. Like, yeah, just... They kind of did that. But from what I'm hearing from people who never watched Game of Thrones when it first came out, they binged it start to finish. And apparently, like, they had... Like, yeah, apparently, you know, it's good. But I just, my thoughts are and is this. It was, that last season was not worth the wait.
Nope.
It was.
Nope.
It was kind of crap. And then asking people, then like vilifying people, having your DP say, it's like, oh, I shot this perfectly. It's your TVs that aren't good enough. Bruh.
Well, first off, fuck you. Fuck yourself.
Oh, I'll have the lobster with the side of a sensitive bitch and fuck you. No, I'll have the insensitive bitch with a side of fuck you. God damn it. God damn. There's so many Family Guy quotes. There's only so many. You're just making this thing all the upside down face. Sebastian made the Stewie face. Yeah, he's doing it. Can confirm Sebastian did the Stewie face. But yeah, so join us next week for Marvel.
Honestly, man, I was not expecting as much Marvel shit as we got. So there's no way we were going to be able to cover it in this episode with everything else.
So you can't see our research, people, nor will you ever see our research. But there's 3.5 pages of Marvel shit.
Yeah.
And me and Sebastian want to talk about sort of our expectations of Marvel. Mm-hmm. Just because they gave us so much. There's so much to look forward to. There's so much to look forward to.
I don't know if you saw this meme that I saw going around when it's like Marvel fans during Phase 4. It's like, you know what? I'm out. I'm done. Starting to walk back. Phase 5, Phase 6. Turns around, comes right back in.
Yeah, just when I try to get out, they pull me back in. I don't think we even have time. There's way too much in today's episode. I'm not really doing much new compared to last week. I'm still working on projects. I've been spending a lot more time on myself, getting myself ready for a driving test I have next week. And nice. just trying to be better with my intake of food and shit.
Yeah, same. And just
trying to balance that work and life.
Yeah,
kind of working, not working. It depends on the day.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Being a writer's fun.
So we love you guys. Thank you for being here for part one of our Comic-Con breakdown. Part two next week. I had so much fun researching this episode, getting ready for this episode. I think
there's so much Marvel.
There's so much Marvel, and we look forward
to
talking
about it. We're gonna have such a good time next week. Oh,
I may have to, like, I don't really drink midweek anymore, but I may have a beer when we do next week's.
Fair. Right.
Nice.
Well, everyone, remember to subscribe,
now that we're men,
comment, like us, share us.
We can't do anything now that we're men. We can save the town, get the crowd, and Mr. Krabs.
See you, dudes. All right. Well, bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Come join us on this trip. Now all I do is throwing out the script.
Come on, man. Come join us on the trip.
I'm sorry.
Now we're throwing out the script. I hope we don't charge a penny. I hear the weakness calling. Now it's time to start. Free ball.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.